Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. How about an Enemy of the State edition? Quick rant of truth. Here we go. Representative Jeffries out of New York believes that to release the footage of what supposedly was the most important and most violent insurrection in the history of the country, short of, about 100 years ago or more, he's concerned that the Capitol Police have not vetted. Apparently, there's no indication that the Capitol Police vetted the January 6th footage. Now, if it's the most important event in the last 100 years as far as any threat on the Capitol, then why would the public footage not speak for itself? This is enemy of the state type of verbiage here. Enemy of the state type of approach and point of view here. Hakeem Jeffries out of New York says he has, quote, no indication that Capitol Police vetted the footage. Why would or should they vet the footage? It is literally the evidence of what happened that day. Well, but we only want to give them part of the evidence. We have to vet the footage so they get a partial truth, just like we do with all of our news stories. I have no indication at this moment that the police have vetted that footage. It is my hope and expectation that that will absolutely occur, Jeffries said on CNN's State of the Union. Here's the point here. They're worried about things that other people have found in some of the footage and have found in the public footage. Namely, if I don't know if you know this, but to go listen to my episode on Ray Epps. I think it says Omar Epps' brother from another mother or something like that, because I was trying to be a little bit cute and keep it out of the algorithms. But Ray Epps was an absolute plant that was on the most wanted until, but of course they, quote, couldn't find him. And then once the New York Times said, yeah, we know where Ray Epps is. Here's his story. He's over in Arizona. And once the Revolver News says, well, we know his story. He's over in Arizona. Then all of a sudden he's taken off the most wanted list that's up there for all the crowdsource internet sleuths to help discover who these identities are. So this guy is on footage, on audio, on video footage, trying to fan the flames even the day before. We're going to take that building. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. And then that day, there's audio of him with another main person involved saying, when we go in, leave that there. We don't want to get shot or anything. And then after that, the most recent development is that in court documents, this Ray Epps says to his nephew in text messages that, yeah, I orchestrated it, which is exactly how Revolver News and others who have been looking at the footage with Ray Epps would describe his activities, that he was orchestrating things. He's whispering in people's ears. He's talking over and over again to another person that breaches both sides of the Capitol as a part of that, quote, breach. And another main actor, but even as he's seen, and there's every indication that he was a main orchestrator of this, he does not get charged. And so here we are, the truth of the matter that this enemy of the state, Jeffries, is trying to do by saying, no, we don't want them to know everything, because if they knew everything, then it wouldn't be so clear that these people should just be in prison Guantanamo Bay style. Okay, it wouldn't be so clear that, hey, that's funny. It seems like people are coming in calmly because police officers are standing right there at either side of the hallway and they have no reason to think they're doing anything wrong. People walking in like tourists after some other door has already been opened, after police officers are letting four or five people out. You can go find this series of videos on Twitter and elsewhere. Thank you, Elon Musk, again, the world's richest whistleblower, to allow that thing to now again be more of an actual faucet of free information. But, people have put this together where at one point from the Capitol of footage, you can see a near outdoor, a near exit to the outdoors is used, and police say just go out that way, in essence. And then they have to go through a small room, relatively, to get to the outside door. But the police officers in the Capitol don't escort them to the outside door. And therefore, as could be pretty easily guessed, since they don't escort them to the outside door, once they get to the outside door, the four or five or six civilians, it is open, and then somebody else kind of catches it as it's propped open, starts walking in. But when they do start walking in, the police just let them. And at some point, there's police on either side of the hallway just standing there like they're just trying to keep the peace, not that they're trying to keep people from moving in. And then later on, in similar footage at the same exit, one guy does kind of go by his instincts, a police officer, and says, tries to be explaining they shouldn't be doing that. And other officers behind him eventually, or one of the officers, there was probably three or four there, so the guy does try to slow the flow down, and one of the officers grabs his shoulder from behind, like, come on, let him go. So there's all this evidence that it was far from any violent breach, at least early on when at least 250 people were allowed into the building. But Mr. Enemy of the State, Representative Hakeem Jeffries, does not want that kind of nuance, because dictators don't want nuance, and dictators don't want evidence that goes against their dictatorial narrative. Let's see what else he says. We're releasing footage into the public domain in an area, in an era where political violence is on the rise. And there are people, including the former president, who fan the flames of extremism. If fanning the flames of extremism is pointing out nuances of that I know to be true, that I'm telling you right now, of what truly happened that day, instead of the absolute black-white scenario, no pun intended there, just a black and white, there's no gray in the story, instead of that being true, then, again, you're an enemy of the state. If to release footage of a public event for which American citizens have been held for 2 years is fanning the flames of extremism, then you, sir, are an enemy of the state. Jeffries had previously slammed the move to release this footage as an egregious security breach. How is it a security breach? We didn't go into any classified room. We're talking about places where the very public that you're putting on trial went. The public footage thereof. How could it be an egregious security breach to understand what occurred in a supposed insurrection in a public building? This is not the Pentagon. Jeffries had previously slammed the move as, quote, an egregious security breach. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said McCarthy was, quote, needlessly exposing the Capitol complex to one of the worst security risks since 9/11 in providing the footage to Carlson. Again, then, another enemy of the state. It is needless for the American people to know what actually happened that day. After all, we have told them what happened. So it is not fair for them to hear otherwise. If they hear otherwise, they may not believe that what we've given the full story, and then we won't just win the day. Carlson has teased that he would begin airing some of the footage. I've got other people of more extreme bent that say, why haven't you just released it? If you got it, release it. And then B, which I agree entirely to, McCarthy said he'd release it. He didn't say he'd release it to Carlson to release it. Release it. Put it in the public arena so that if it's good enough for the video footage for people to be basically burned at the cross or being found on the public footage, so that we can internet sleuth that and crowdsource that investigation, then why would it not be good enough to put 41,000 hours of footage up right now for everybody to look at? Because enemies of the state. That's it, plain and simple. Okay, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.